The pagan warden, a young man in a hooded cloak, beats a drum to consecrate the pagan sacred circle to drive away evil. The pagans are dressed in long black, blue, brown, and green robes. Some shake rattles as they march slowly to a muddy, tree-filled backyard in suburban Johannesburg. A senior pagan then challenges each person who wishes to enter the large circle of wooden poles.
Who enters the sacred space?
It is I, Aisha Lorien. I come in perfect love and perfect trust.
Blessed be.
May the circle begin, and I do my part.
Each pagan has a name taken from olden times.
Who enters the sacred space?
It is I, Sverhaltria.
They believe they're reincarnations of people such as the Vikings of Scandinavia, who lived around 800 AD.
Who enters the sacred space?
It is I, Ylvalon Kestavara Ankesenpa Anpu.
And how do you enter?
With the light of the full moon in my heart.
Welcome, daughter of Anpu.
Pagans worship nature by honoring a variety of ancient gods. One of them is Herne, a Greek stag god of strength with antlers. Another is the goddess Demeter, who looks after the land and provides crops. Pagans also consider her a goddess of fertility.
Yodhe Vavhe
Adonai
Eheye Agla
Agla.
They honor their archangels.
In front of me, Raphael.
Behind me, Gabriel. On my right hand, Michael.
On my left hand, Uriel. For about me, flames the pentagram. Above me, now within me, shines the six-ray star.
Shira, descend upon me now.
Atah, Malkut,
the Gibra, the Gidula, Leulam. Amen.
O Archangel Michael, you of the flaming sword, I call to thee. I call to you for your protection this night. Cast your wings over us. Look after us on this Espat night.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And so it starts.
Another senior pagan is cloaked in a snow-white tunic, rimmed with royal blue and gold fabric. He holds a wooden staff in the form of a patterned spiraling cobra. He's the pagan's spiritual connection to the gods of ancient Egypt.
Dar peshet nehes nehes tehuti. Dar peshet yitas namat hadeh.
They then call upon their goddess of the full moon, Selene, who they revere for her nurturing and mothering nature.
Be with us and fill our hearts with your beauty, your love, your caress for life. Bring all of our will to fruition, that we may reap the benefits of what we have sown into this earth before us.
Long golden hair streams down the pagan high priestess's dark brown cloak. A silver five-pointed star hangs around her neck. She holds a dagger high in the moonlight.
We reach for the stars and call down the moon. I bow before the moon.
I bow before the moon, I bow before the moon.
The High Priestess asks Selene to bless the gathering.
Othwas Bethu, Doth Deldiende,
Anal Natrach, Othwas Bethu, Doth.
The High Priest tells the pagans to make music in honor of Selene.
Let us swirl your light amongst us.
They worship the natural elements of water, air, and fire.
Hail, Lord Jinn! I call to thee, my lord. Come into the circle tonight. Bring your passion. Bring your fiery creatures with you. Come, salamanders. Salamanders of fire. Play with us in the circle. Bring your passion. Fire on this Espat night. Fire burning, burning bright. Come to me. So mote it be!
So mote it be!
They sing a pagan song. The song signals celebration. The full moon Esbat ends with a traditional pagan parting.
Merry we meet,
and merry we part, and merry we meet again, blessed be,
and happiness throughout the whole world.
So might it be.
Pagans say they're a breed apart because they're seekers, using a variety of different paths to live meaningful lives, and always having love and respect for all their fellow human beings as they strive for happiness. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.